currently a co-host on Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom. I watch that program all the time. Have it on, as a matter of fact, while I'm working here in studio. Bill, how are you?
Good, terrific. On the treadmill, you've got that on, I take it.
No, I'm here typing away, pecking away, getting ready.
You're not a treadmill kind of guy, are you?
Well, no, actually I am, Bill, but when I listen to you, we're just getting out of our show.
I guess.
And so we enjoy that. You're going to be working on something that you do a lot of when it comes to investigative reporting, Fox News investigative special, Iran's Nuclear Secrets, will air on Sunday at 9 o'clock. Tell us about this. It must have been interesting putting it together.
I tell you, Tony, it's one of the greatest mysteries in the world today. And the outcome could have enormous geopolitical implications. Now, the government of Iran insists that its pursuit of nuclear energy is only civilian purposes, source of energy for its people. And many others would contend that the ambitions of the nuclear program will ultimately change the entire region. So what we tried to do here is lay out all the facts as we know and understand them and let the viewer make up his or her own mind. The truth, I believe, is still elusive, and there are no conclusions drawn in this program. But even the UN, who has its nuclear watchdog group based out of Vienna, Austria, the IAEA, which has been in Iran for years, they have found 40 different locations, many of them deep underground, and at least 600 different sites that contribute to this program. So we'll lay that all out for you, and you can digest the information. I tell you what you're going to see for the first time. There's a guy by the name of A.Q. Khan who worked out of Pakistan. He built Pakistan's nuclear program. In 2002 or 2003, documents emerged that were written by him that essentially confessed to outsourcing Pakistan's nuclear technology to North Korea, some to China, to Libya, and ultimately to Iran. And you'll see that for the first time.
We're talking with Fox News Channel's Bill Hemmer. He's talking about the special on Fox that will air Sunday night at 9 o'clock. It's called Iran's Nuclear Secret. Iran's secrets will also be covered with Amy Kellogg and Eric Sean. What of this report startled you the most? It sounds like not knowing may be one of those, but what did you find most surprising?
When you consider how concerned Israel is about this outcome, and you can understand that concern given the proximity to Iran and the way it's developed its rocket program as well. But if Iran goes nuclear, and I think what the Arab Spring taught us, Tony, is that all politics is local. And whether it was Tunisia or Egypt or Libya or Syria or Amman or Yemen or Jordan, you know, all these uprisings were contained within the borders of these countries. They weren't in the streets chanting down with the USA or down with Israel. They were saying down with their own dictators and down with their own leadership. So if Iran goes nuclear, Iran has many enemies in that region, one of whom is Saudi Arabia. Does Saudi Arabia then pursue the bomb? And if Saudi Arabia goes nuclear, does Egypt do the same thing? You know, this could have a significant domino effect that we're going to have to live with in a new world order for the next 10 to 20, possibly 50 years that will change that region forever.
Bill Hemmer is the co-host of Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom. You can catch that weekdays. And he'll be hosting Iran's Nuclear Secret that airs on Fox News Channel's Sunday night at 9 o'clock. You can join Amy Kellogg and Eric Sean, who will be reporting. I can't wait to watch it. Bill, thanks so much for your time.
Tony, you're welcome. Hope you have a good weekend. And I appreciate you taking the time to be interested in the story. I think you find it fascinating, and I hope you find it as important as we do.